Once again, the sun woke me up. I stretched myself a little too hard, I believe, because a high-pitched moan escaped me. It was still snowing. I could see that my window was covered in the stuff, except for one spot, from where a concentrated beam of light was blinding me. Then it hit me. Why was I undressed? Completely naked, except for my underwear. Wait, did Neil undress me last night? Wow, he must have. Well, I sure didn't do it myself. From what I could remember, I just fell asleep as Neil was holding me. Did he actually remove most of my clothes? Wow. Not gonna lie, that's kinda hot. Him taking control of me like that. I could still smell his scent a little in my room. But it wasn't intense or anything. It was just noticeable. He was there the night before. It wasn't a dream. As I pushed myself up, I felt a piece of paper on my nightstand. A note from Neil.
Dear, yeah, my apologies for taking the liberty of removing your clothes like that. I didn't peek into your underwear down there. I swear.
I could feel how he didn't quite find the right words to explain to me that he respected my privacy. But it was cute.
Meet me in front of your cabin at 9 a.m.
Frick. It was 9:21 already. I rushed myself out of bed, started searching for my clothes. They were gone. A pair of shoes, socks, and pants were laying next to my nightstand. On top of it, a blue hoodie. And another note.
I hope you like your new outfit. The hoodie might be a bit tight, but I bet it'll look good on you.
A sudden knock on my window startled me.
Are you ready yet?
Yeah, just give me a minute. I'll be right there. As I opened the door, I saw Neil sitting down on a bench in front of my new house, smiling at me.
You're late.
Yeah, sorry about that. He got up and walked up to me. To my surprise, he grabbed me by the waist. I could see his hand moving down to my...
Your zipper wasn't closed.
I got embarrassed. For a brief second, I thought he had other plans with me.
That hoodie looks great on you. It looks really cute.
Thanks, so do you. Oh my fucking god. I said that out loud. I wanted to bury my face in the snow. Neil was blushing a little.
Come on, let's go get some breakfast.
As we walked over to the large building in the middle of the camp, I got nasty looks from some of the other Omegas. They were sitting around the fire, just staring at me as I walked by. I didn't pay too much attention to them. I figured they were just curious about who the new guy was. At that point, I had only met 1/4 of the pack members. I was pretty anxious to get to know everybody, but that could wait. I wanted food. That was the only thing I could think about.
Oh, here to our left are the showers, by the way. I hope you don't mind getting naked with the others, because it's just one big bathroom. Just don't drop the soap.
Neil jokingly said. I giggled a little. I won't. Damn. I wish I was in the showers with him right now. I wouldn't think twice about dropping the soap if it meant he would grab me from behind and twist his big. I had to stop myself for a moment. What was going on inside of my head? And why was I so goddamn horny? We arrived at the kitchen. I saw two guys seasoning a big piece of meat, then put it on a barbecue. There were lots of tables in the room. It kinda reminded me of the cafeteria at the school I attended before all of this.
Hope you're hungry.
Except for three other Omegas, we were the only ones there. I picked out a table and started getting used to my surroundings. Neil got us some breakfast.
Hey, you're not vegetarian, right?
As he sat down in front of me, he presented a plate with only a big chunk of meat.
It's deer.
I didn't know what my breakfast would be, but I surely didn't expect it to be a barbecued piece of deer meat. Not that I cared. It was good. I enjoyed every bite I took. The pain in my stomach was fading away. I felt full for the first time in a whole week. A handsome guy, who was probably just 2 years older than us, walked up to our table.
This is Ray. He's gonna explain some things to you.
Me and Ray left the cafeteria. He guided me towards a large tent. As he explained how every member of the pack has a list of tasks to do every day, I saw a lot of medical stuff, like pills and medicine, spread out and organized. The tent was full of cabinets. Ray told me that he was a doctor and quartermaster. He made sure that everyone was doing their part while also keeping us healthy and tending to our wounds. I liked him. He was a sweet guy and good looking too. In fact, he was almost as hot as Neil. He was a lot bigger though. It made me curious about the size of his dick. Wow! Turning had really influenced my sex drive. Would that also be one of the side effects? The slutty thoughts I had faded away quickly as he started explaining the basics about being fur-touched. What he told me next, I remember vaguely. It was something like this.
Now pay attention, Ian. Every fur-touched boy experiences one of the five senses stronger than a normal human being. For example, four boys of our pack have an advanced eyesight. They can spot prey from double the distance as you and me. Three of the boys, me included, have an advanced hearing. If we use our ears with full concentration, they work three times as good as they normally would. It comes in handy for me because it helps me out as a doctor. I don't need a stethoscope to hear someone's heartbeat and lungs clearly. I can hear it from an arm length away. Pretty cool, right? The most common enhancement in sense is touch. Almost half our boys have this. They can feel textures in another way than we can. It's kinda hard to explain, and if you ask me, kinda useless in a way. But
I could see that Ray clearly wanted to tell me something else. What about it?
It's just that they are way more sensitive in certain areas of the body. Sexual activities are experienced way more intensely because of that. I swear, even without my advanced hearing, I could still hear them moaning their guts out whenever they do it with each other.
For some reason, that made me so hard and excited. I hope that he didn't spot my boner.
But enough about that. The last two senses are really uncommon to be enhanced, but it does happen every once in a while. Neil, for example, is the only one in this pack with an enhanced smell, and only the alpha has a better taste. Neil likes to be close to the other boys because he loves some of their scents so much.
Wow, so that's why we had multiple awkward physical interactions like that.
Anyways, let's figure out what your special scent is.
We did a couple of tests to see what really stood out to me. And it turns out I was one of the boys like Neil, who had a better smell.
Would you look at that? You are special, Ian. You know that? Neil must really like you.
I smiled. God, I hoped so.
But be warned. You must be careful. It's easy to fall in love just because of the way someone smells. so try to suppress your feelings a little, okay? And oh, one last thing. I'm sure you have noticed by now that you're way more horny than usual, right? Well, that's one of the things you're gonna have to get used to. A way higher libido just comes with being fur-touched.
No shit, I thought to myself. I felt like banging every other guy I saw that day.
I've noticed your little situation down there, you know?
That observation kinda robbed me of my breath. Ray came closer to me.
I can take care of it, if you want me to.
I was so flustered about what he just said that I couldn't move a muscle. My heart started beating faster and faster. He seemed to have noticed it.
See? I can hear your heartbeat, remember?
Slowly and calmly, he started removing his shirt. Seeing his hot torso was all it took for me to be convinced. Without hesitation, I laid my hands on his chest. He put one arm around me, and with the other, he began to stroke the bulge that was waiting for him.
Now what do we have here?
I enjoyed the way he played with me down there, teasing and touching different parts of me. With care, he pulled down my pants just enough for my underwear to be completely exposed. As his hand slipped inside, I started shaking a little in anticipation of what was about to be the first time somebody touched me in that way. I loved the teasing so much that a little drop of pre-cum was already forming at the top of my penis.
Huh? You're already wet for me.
When he finally began to stroke me, I couldn't help but softly whimper and moan a little. He was into it. His right hand started moving faster and faster, and I suddenly noticed how his other hand, behind me, was spreading my cheeks. I couldn't handle the intense feeling any longer. I let a long and loud moan escape as I came all over his hand and my underwear. He was smiling, satisfied by what he just had done to me.
Let's get you cleaned up.
He stroked me with a fresh towel that he had laying next to him. It seemed like everyone in our bag had a towel close to them at all time. I guess that was only normal, if stuff like this happened all the time. I thanked him for what he just did to me, and he started explaining what my tasks were for the week. I was on guard duty. After getting an extensive briefing, he sent me out to the gate.
The guys will get you started. Just follow their instructions.
Ray winked at me with confidence as I smiled at him when I left the tent. I was so excited about what just happened. My first ever hand job. It felt so damn good to be relieved like that after spending so much time aroused by all these hot boys around me.